I'm going to call this meeting to order. Roll call, we have everybody in attendance except Councilman Ross and our vacant post, District 2, Post 2. And Robert, can you lead us in Pledge of Allegiance? Flag is right behind you.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Did everybody have an opportunity to review the minutes? Are there any comments on the minute?
Any for approval?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? Okay. Approval of the meeting agenda. Does anybody have any comments on the agenda as it's set? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda? Yes, Tom.
Since Danny's not here,
ethics.
I suggest tabling the ethics amendment for the ethics.
Okay. Okay. Wait a second.
It's 30 pages. He's not here. Okay.
Okay. So that was the table. The what item number is that?
Item number one. Point of order. We could do that in normal sequence. Yes.
Right.
When we get to new business,
right.
We can table.
Okay.
That time.
I'd also like to say that this is just the first reading. He'll still be here for the second reading. So if we do it tonight, it'll still be the first reading. With him having the ability to comment later.
Okay, well, we'll take that up as we get to that
agenda
item. Okay, is there a motion for approval of the current agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Okay, now we're on the public comment section. We've allowed 30 minutes at the beginning of our meeting, and with a limit of three minutes, give or take, for each individual. We've got Dan Weber, Senator Weber.
Can a person sign up twice at the beginning of the meeting?
Council?
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I'd like to ask at the start for a little bit of indulgence on the time, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. I promise you I'm going camping with my family Friday morning. You have a meeting on Friday afternoon. You won't have to put up with me. But I'll try to be quick. The work that I've done with Gordon and Deanne and so on certainly has not been out of personal interest the last 6 weeks. I wanted to try to present an option to you. The hybrid model has been vetted once again in a 4.5-hour meeting last Friday. I've been vetted by Don Boykin, who's internationally recognized for his cost estimating expertise. And what the budget shows you is a $4 million savings on the expense side versus the CH2 model. The only comments we got back from the city officials after they reviewed the revised budget on Friday was that perhaps your staffing is too high in finance and administration and development. Both the city manager for Shambly and the assistant city manager for Decatur thought we have too many people. In developing the staffing, we felt pulled in the direction of putting more staffing in so we wouldn't be criticized for having too few people. We were criticized when I did that PowerPoint that night for not having enough people. Now there's a concern we may have too many. I think we certainly can move in the direction that Councilman Wittenstein suggested, which was to reduce the number of people, subcontract more. I think there needs to be an effort to keep the taxes low. The $4 million savings allows you to do that in year two, returning to 2.04 mils that all the projections were based on. If you go to 2.74 mils, which the alternative budget says you're locking that in permanently. You're only allowing 0.3 mils margin before you hit the cap of 3.04 before having to have a referendum. I personally think CH2 is a good company. I told them when they did the presentation in their office that I thought there have been a lot of good comments from the other cities about the work that they did, with the possible exception of permitting. But fiscally, I don't think the CH2 model is a viable option. Right now, keep in mind, state law and the charter requires a balanced budget, and it requires the general fund in particular to be balanced. So with the 0.3 mil cap left, a 3% contingency is just not enough. Also, please take into consideration the vetting that was done of the police budget, which is not something I ever attempted to do. I relied on the task force spreadsheet that Larry produced in conjunction with Gene Wilson. Don Boykin also vetted that over the weekend and found substantial additional costs that appear to be real costs that need to be considered, on the order of $1.3 million. I have about two more minutes.
Does this need to be voted on?
I move that we give the senator two more minutes.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
All right.
Thank you very much. Consideration. I would ask you to consider that $1.3 million for gas, equipment, and the overlap startup cost, which is very real. In the second year, that should drop by about $1 million. But the $5.3 million in the Boykin budget is for 33 officers. It's going to be hard to cut. If you believe there are different additional costs in the police that are required, that makes the CH2 option even less attractive and puts you in more of a hole. Councilman Wittenstein asked about training. I think once you get the city manager on board mid-November, they can help with the training along with the finance director, interim finance director, and police chief. Boykin speaks for himself. I don't think he would stand up and tell you he could do this if he couldn't do it. They handle billions of dollars worth of projects each year. This is relatively simple. Also consider the timeline for police if you go with the alternative, hiring a city manager in November and then a police chief. You won't be starting a police department until mid-year 2009, because CH2 has nothing in their proposal to help start up the police department, whereas Boykin can help coordinate that. And we're on the cusp of losing Gene Wilson. He has another job. I will share with you an email from Vicki Patton, your finance chair, co-chair, married to a police officer who does the budgets for Alpharetta, pleading with me not to lose Gene Wilson. She says he's highly respected in the police community. He's very knowledgeable, 39 years experience. He would be an excellent consultant. With that, I'll end my comments. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Vail.
George, can you move up to the front, please, a little bit? Thank you.
Sure. My name is George Vail, V-A-I-L. My family lives on Bellevue Road here in Domini. For full disclosure purposes, I'm proud to be a senior project manager employed by CH Jung Hill, and the book office is here in Dunwoody and Sandy Springs. However, I have not been involved with the proposal to the city of Dunwoody, and my comments expressed here are my own as a concerned citizen, not my firm's. My concern is that the current Boykin plan, which is sponsored by Senator Weber, has not gone through a fair bid process. The mayor and council may not have liked the one that the only firm that bid on the RFP or the request for proposals, but at least the CH Jung Hill proposal was submitted through an open and fair bid process. The Boykin plan, which is based upon a completely different scope of work from the RFP that CH Jung Hill bid upon, has been sprung upon the city by Senator Weber, not through a formal bid process. Once again, the mayor and council have only one proposal to choose from, but this time without the use of a competitive bid process. In addition, by following a formal process, this may eliminate any doubts or conflict of interest with past board member roles of the DHA or of a sole source backroom deal. As a result, I'm requesting that the mayor and council complete an intergovernment agreement with DeKalb County to continue to provide our city services for the near-term future. This may result in additional costs to the city, but it will provide the necessary time for the mayor and council, along with the community input, to clearly define new scope of services and select a firm based upon an open and fair RFP bid process. They choose to continue to have a public-private partnership city model. Thank you.
Thank you. Those are the only two public comment cards we had.
Take my love there.
I got here late. Can I make a comment? Or do you have to sign in for
a card? We can get you a card.
Mayor, if you'd like to come up and make a comment now, we'll take care of the card.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a lot to say. My name is Bill Schwendler. I've been a resident of Dunwoody since 1978. Don't plan on moving anytime soon. I love it here. The reason my wife and I voted in favor of the city of Dunwoody was not because of taxes. The issue, I don't think, for most of us, is taxes unless you make promises that they will not change. The issue is home rule. We have control over what goes on in our community. And to me, that's the most important thing. Not exactly how the budget works out. I've run a couple of businesses. I know what it's like to look at budgets. Sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not. Sometimes the world changes and sometimes it doesn't. But the question is, are we, folks at this table, and us residents of Dunwoody, going to be in control of what happens to our city of Dunwoody? And I think that's the primary issue, not small changes in the budget. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I believe that was our last comment for this evening. Okay, Mr. Clark, could you read the second read, agenda item H1?
Yes, the second, ma'am, the second read agenda item is the vote on approving the ordinance providing for the continuation of ordinances and laws in the legislatively established transition period for the city of Dunwoody. I believe the first read was done on the October 1st meeting last week.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion for approval?
So move.
Second.
Is there discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Mr. Clark, would you read agenda item H2, please?
Yes, Mayor. The agenda item H2 is the second reading of the vote approving ordinance adopting Chapter 1, General Provisions of the City of Dunwoody of Ordinances. First reading was also on October 1st, 2008 last year.
Thank you. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I'll move for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Mr. Clark, agenda H3, please.
Agenda H3 is the second reading of vote, including the ordinance adopting Chapter 2, administration of the city of the Board of Ordinances, which we last week, Wednesday, approved.
Motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes.
Yes, Robert.
I think I found a typo, and I'd like to suggest an amendment to correct the typo. It's in Section 2, page 9. Sorry, it's Article 6. Let me first start. Article 6, Section 2A. And today it reads, the function of the city accountant and city treasurer shall be performed by the finance director and his or her designee with the finance department, and I believe it should have read within the finance department. So I move that the word that with be changed to with him.
Councilmember, that's an appropriate motion, but it's also would be considered a scrivener's error, and it could be corrected simply not without the need of a vote.
Well, then, again, we are guy here. Type 12, let's fix it.
We'll get it done.
We've got an amendment and a second on the floor. Point of order.
Okay, well, we'll... All right, we'll go ahead and vote. Any other discussion? All in favor?
The amendment?
Yes.
On the amendment?
Yes, voting on the amendment.
Aye.
Now you get a original motion.
Okay, now we're going to do a vote on the amended H3. Clerk, could you read that back again?
What am I reading back again?
I'm not sure if we need to read that.
Yes, H3, the second read and vote approving ordinance governing Chapter 2 is amended. Administration has here done any court of ordinances.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve this amendment?
No, we can wait to vote.
Okay, let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We tried to skip that, Mr. Shortle. Okay, new business. Mr. Clerk, could you read us Agenda I-1, please?
Yes, the Agenda I-1 is the consideration of approving of the ordinance adopted Chapter 9 in the City of Dunwoody. First reading.
Okay, and we had last council meeting discussion on new business. I believe we decided on first readings, or we were advised by council that we should amend or comment on second reading.
I move we table this item.
Okay.
Second. All right,
there's a second to table this item. Any discussion?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, we will wait on Mr. Ross.
Opposed.
Okay. One opposed. All right, Mr. Clerk, agenda item I-2.
Item I-2 is the consideration of, first reading consideration of approval of the ordinance adopting Chapter 10 election in the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances.
Move we approve.
Second.
This would be a first read on this.
First read.
No, sorry.
Okay. So we are on our second part of public comment. So if anybody has
other business,
is there?
Mr. Mayor, so I'd like to point out that you have a regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, which happens to be a holiday. Tuesday is the day that the council may change by ordinance 2, and that happens to be election day, and I believe this facility, but not necessarily this room, will be used for voting. Do we have a schedule?
I don't know that we do not have a schedule.
It might not be able to be used as facility while voting's going on. I do not know.
All the quarter percent.
Yeah, but
maybe it's hard to set.
But I think it's half an hour, you know.
Point of order.
I don't know if they would want us here or not. I do not know.
Point of information, didn't we discuss this at a previous meeting and decide to move it to Wednesday? Am I mistaken on that? But I thought maybe we didn't.
Maybe
a holiday and then another holiday. Is the school in session that day?
The holiday?
No.
On Tuesday?
Yes, closed on Monday.
Right. Okay. Open on Tuesday.
Tuesday, there's an election in this facility. I don't know if that impacts meetings or not.
Okay, well,
polls for you want to try to do it somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to answer. We can call a special meeting, or I guess cancel, once we figure out what we can do.
Is that kind of a schedule for Tuesday? Yeah.
We don't have to have a point of order. We don't have to have a motion on that, because that is in our in section.
Correct.
That if it's a fall for holiday, we move it to the next day, correct? Okay.
Do you have any business?
I've got two items. One is that I'm going to recommend the mayor, as we're negotiating with the county and other entities, that we set up points of contact within the council, assigning different council people to at least take the lead on some of these. I think we've been doing a little bit of the shotgun approach, and you know, having four people go to the county or go to different entities to look at processes. And I think just we've got 53 days till December 1st. I think in the interest of time, we need to send people out to do this. You know, small teams of the county, not the whole group, and report back to the council. Just to be more efficient while we're doing that.
Absolutely. And I can address, let me address what we have set up. Thus far, we've had Brian Anderson as our point man with negotiations at CH2, and that's been consistent for since we've been elected. And on police, I've reached out to Councilman Taylor to head out, coordinating on the police front, and then with DeKalb IGAs, I will continue to be point person with Danny Ross and a floater.
Also wanted to report that Councilman Shortle and I met with Representative Tom Price's office this morning to talk about grants for public safety, homeland security, that low-hanging fruit that we can get possibly for that. A good informative meeting. We're following up on that. We'll just report back as we make some contacts. Got some good leads for grant writers and things like that.
That's perfect. We need the grant writers. All right, any other new business?
I talked to Jay Kapp, who is an internet consultant here in the Dunwoody area, who's worked for various organizations we all know, and he would like to help us work on that, getting up a website set up.
Great. Perfect. I spoke to Mr. Kapp as well this after your conversation, and that we have that in process. So he's getting our .gov. I've got to sign some paperwork, and he's working on building us the initial website. So that's all in process.
After further research, we found that DunwoodyGA.gov is more appropriate. The standards say that the state has to be listed in there. So right now we're looking at DunwoodyGA.gov.
Wonderful. I had not heard that piece.
Good.
I think we had Councilman Wittenstein. Did you have your hand up? I'm sorry, Councilman.
I did. And I'm not sure that I want to go here, but it occurs to me that regardless of what option we use, and I know we're still in sort of limbo on the approach for providing most city services, that option doesn't affect the need to start working on putting the police department together. And I wonder, what's the appropriate vehicle? Perhaps it's a resolution to authorize discussions to begin, but it seems to me that we could go ahead and begin that process, the planning and the implementation of the police force, independent of the other stuff that, admittedly, we're having to wait a little bit on. And I'm wondering, what's the best way for us to express the council's view that we want action on that? And I don't know the answer to that.
We could put that, you can't actually do a motion here because it's not on the agenda, but you can make the desire known and take it up at the next meeting session. Official action.
That's a good point. I mean, just speaking of the council a bit, I mean, I think you know we've had a couple of really tough weeks of increased crime here in Dunwoody, very close to here, as a matter of fact. On Friday night, we had a murder. So I think that's a priority. I don't know that DeKalb can or will, it just does not have the ability to meet the needs right now.
I'm sure it's on the next meeting.
And actually, I have down for it to put it up, and I think I asked Councilman Taylor to put it on a work session. I think we're going where you're thinking, Robert, and to outline basically option A, B, and C, because we do have some new proposal and information have been sent that we do need to discuss, and then ferret that out and then proceed as we can, knowing that we're not going to be able to hire a police chief, that is done by the city manager, so we'll ferret that out.
Okay, good. Councilor, not to belate the point of the website, because I heard the other night I talked too much about websites, but I understand that it takes 3 to 10 days to get the .gov. Is that in the ballpark?
It could be.
Yeah, there's actually he will be given, Jay's filling out the form, and we'll be given the .gov immediately. They won't turn it on, if you will, until they get the paperwork back with my signature authorizing that we're actually a city. So I would say, you know, a week and a half. But I've instructed Jay to go ahead and develop out the basic website as we had discussed, and John had mapped out, and to have it ready, and then to place it either on a, as we talked about before, either on a temporary, the .org.com, whatever it may be, and then as soon as that thing's live, then it goes up and we're, so we're well in motion.
So on the timelines and that, when would that be up and running so citizens could turn on that and find out what the agenda is, what the meetings are, and things like that?
I would say two weeks.
2 weeks.
As soon as, you know, if the folks administering .gov, if we, I would say 2 weeks is a safe bet.
Okay.
Yep.
To build on that, Mr. Kapp is willing to create the site. Maintenance of the site is a different matter in the sense of
yes.
Posting the documents and updating it. Either we need to have members of the council or our city attorney or somebody to update maintain the site, or we will need to contract with Mr. Kapp or somebody else to maintain it for us. Mr. Kapp, if I remember correctly, wanted to build the site and help us get it live, but as far as daily maintenance, that's a different matter, unless we can contract with him or somebody else to maintain the site.
Okay. Well, you marked it to put that on the work session, okay. Just as an item. Any other new business?
Last thing I want to say is just we've got 53 or 54 days till we go live, and I want to inject some sense of urgency into the council here. And, you know, if we have to, I'm willing to meet any night, any time, weekends, nights, and I think we ought to make ourselves available. We owe it to the people that have elected us here, and that is not a long time.
I think we're all on the same page, Councilman Taylor. Any other...
One last item. We were talking about the police, and the main issue is really ordering police cars. There's a 3-month lead time for police cars. We need to order those immediately. In order to do that, do we not need to set a budget? When does the city council approve a budget? Do we need to put that on the agenda, and how do we go about doing so?
You actually need to have advance notice to our budget agenda item. It's a fairly long one, so if you're going to approve a budget, you're going to have to do it immediately, and then it's, I think it's how many days, do you know?
I can't remember off
the
top of
my head. But it is one of those that do require advance notice so the public can attend it.
Right.
They're going to make it do 3 years this year.
Councilman Winfrey.
Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure we actually have to have a budget in order to order the police cars. I think we have to be able to give them a down payment. I mean, I suspect that with the order, you have to give them some amount of... And maybe not, maybe they finance the whole thing, but I think the issue is cash rather than the budget. I don't know that there's a requirement.
Council member, if we follow along the lines of what the other cities have typically done, there would be probably a proposal of a master lease at a point in time that you have a finance director, that they would go to negotiate a master lease with some institution. And I don't think that financially, your finance director and your city manager will be the ones who will make the proposal to you as to the cost effectiveness of buying rather than leasing. But typically, what all of the other startup cities have done is a lease program, and in some of the instances, they have found cars that are out there that have been previously spoken for in an order, and for whatever reason the various departments haven't been able to buy all those up. So I think that there's not only a timing issue, but there's a financing issue that may go along with it. And independent on whether or not you go to a proposition that you'll have each officer have a car, or you'll do hot cars, basically rolling them through. There's a lot of different steps that go on in making decisions on how many cars you buy and how many cars you buy determines a lot of times your lead times. So if you wish to have a task force on it or put some of the council members on, perhaps we could get some of the one or more of the police chiefs who have just gone through this to give us some general knowledge or have some meetings on those kind of things, and then be more prepared to propose where we're going to go in terms of budgeting, ordering, and those other kinds of things.
All right, Councilman Taylor, you want to
speak? Yeah, no, I have met with Chief Wilson from Sand Springs. He did that startup there, and I've got a whole just a file of stuff for him. It's been very helpful with that.
So has Chief Wilson told you on the procurement, how do we do it with no money and no, I mean, what? So what's the next step?
The next step is basically, you know, it's at the end of the day, the police chief is going to come to us with a plan.
Right.
You know, operationally, it's his department to
right,
throw the out, yeah. information to us, and we approve or disapprove of that. But at the end of the day, the police chief is going to come up with that the detailed operational plan for that.
So... You know,
okay.
So that kind of begs the question on the yeah. police chief.
At the end of the day, you know, we're not operational policymakers here, so that's
right.
That would be my question of the legal staff. You know, in the essence of time, you know, is there any leeway for anyone here, you know, to like Commissioner Taylor to Councilman Taylor to, you know, start the process at least looking into things? Is that something we can do, or is that call meddling?
What I would recommend is either hire a interim or get a citizens task force together to do it.
Ron's correct that this is a city manager form of government. And so as the city manager form of government, your chief operating officer is your city manager. The mayor actually spoke as the chief executive officer as well as the chair of the legislative branch in both. I think that any of you can take on tasks that your chief executive officer would give to you. In terms of information gathering, because as legislators, you are always entitled to information gathering. And so if your expressed intent is to get as far along as you can in terms of police department, I think it's fine for you to have a task force made up of persons from here to go forward with that. Knowing the limitations of the task force, before you would be purchasing, you would want to have your operations officer would be the one who would go into leadership and to the purchasing and as far as financing, and actually because your city manager has the authority over the police chief, is to that city manager would also have the authority to budget whatever priorities the police chief might feel were important. So I think at this point in time, if you want to go forward in any action, your best possibility is to develop an information gathering group of an ad hoc committee as appointed by the mayor and work forward from that point, knowing the limitations are at this point in time information gathering, but as you find information, you'll be more ready and able to inform your chief officer, either interim or otherwise, to go forward. There is a sense of urgency, but at the same time, the nature of having this startup is one that you want to put in the hands of the person that you're going to hire to do that.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Update on the city manager search is Wednesday. We've got three interviews, so it's continuing on as fast a pace as we can to make it happen. Any other new business? That's tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow.
Runs together.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Mayor, we have one more public comment for the second public comment.
Well, good. The new business got us another public comment. Okay, any other new business, and we will move. We're going to move to the public comment section. Scott Cohen.
Hi, I'm Scott Cohen. I was here yesterday as well, and I was a little concerned that the idea of going back out to bid for a full alternative to CH2M, and then the idea of maybe subcontracts or many contracts. I would just encourage the council, we have confidence in you, at least I have confidence in you, to just get started. Look at the tasks that are in front of you, decide what departments are critical, and maybe even use Boykin to just help you do that. I don't think you're committed to Boykin. If you do the contract in the way that you want, you can make it open-ended to get started deciding on which tasks are critical. And then maybe for ones that aren't critical, you may want to continue to use the DeKalb County. But I think that proposal just seemed to me that it could offer a lot of flexibility to use it the way that you want to use it. That's all I thought.
Thank you. Sure. Any other public comment card?
That's all we have, Mike.
All right, well, I'll move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second. On favor?
Aye.
That'd be it.